This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer, a free-for-all Friday.
You're asking to hear something I don't want to say, but if I do say it, I think you ought to hear it.
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
All right, then you asked for it.
Yes, we did. So lay it on us. Free for All Friday means you set the tone. Here is Libby Znaimer.
Good afternoon and welcome to this Free for All Friday. And we have a lot to talk about, much of it emanating from Toronto City Hall. As you heard in Bob's News and all morning, the boondoggle with these mistaken and wrongful vacant tax bills. There are now apparently 125,000 complaints. And what I really noticed was that the mayor, who has apologized for this, and the budget chief, well, they're going on at great length about reversing the $21.24 late fee. But they haven't said that much about reversing the tax in cases where it is wrongfully applied. And again, you know, we talked to Brad Bradford and he said, don't pay that tax bill, the first installment due May 15th. But the website right there says, pay the taxes and we'll let you know. So which is it? I mean, I'm sure that they're going to have to come out and say something more about it. But in the meantime, it's a lot of stress and it's a lot of money that people have to come up with. If the fact is that they have to keep paying the tax until city staff adjudicate 125,000 complaints. And I'm sure we might hear an explanation of how this happened. I've been going on for years, really, about how I think that working from home is responsible for a lot of problems because people don't talk to each other. They don't interact with each other the same way. I wouldn't lay all the blame on the doorstep of that. Maybe it's a computer failure, AI, who knows? Anyway, the numbers to call 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-740-4740. And I don't want to forget the so-called much ridiculed rain tax, which was proposed. It's on hold for now, but it's on hold so that the aforementioned city staff can study it further. So, what is going on with that? I had a number of calls from people who live in different municipalities, and they have been telling us what is going on in their municipality, including one very interesting call saying that his municipality researched and found that the cost of just figuring out what everybody owes based on how much water they use or how absorbent their property is, he said the cost would be ridiculous. So his municipality just applied a flat stormwater charge. But let us get right to the phones. And we will begin with Joe in Newmarket wants to talk about the rain tax. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Libby. How you doing?
Great. You're on the air. Go ahead, people.
Thank you.
You don't have to ask me how I am. Go ahead.
I'm not sure this call is breaking up a bit, so it's a little bit hard for me to hear you.
Okay. It's not. Go ahead.
Okay. So I live up in Newmarket, and I was shocked when I found out that my rain tax went up from $59, which was a flat fee, okay, to $200 for the year, okay? And I was also shocked the way that our Newmarket council went about it. They tried to hide it, I think, in the monthly bill that I get for hydro and water and not put it on the tax bill like they did a number of years ago. So I have a call into my consular, Mr. Woodhouse. He hasn't responded back to me. But, I mean, that's almost a 300%. So what they did, rather than go for a flat fee, they took my lot size and then they multiplied it times 0.39 cents per square meter. And that's how they figured out what my tax was going to be. So, again, I have to stress, it went from $59 to $200. And then the year before that, in 2022, it was $54, okay? So I don't know how they came up with such an increase.
Joe, you know, it's interesting. I can't remember what municipality was referenced yesterday, but I guess so much for the theory that it costs too much to figure out how much people owe and that it should just be a flat rate. I'm sorry you got that whopping increase. I can understand how upsetting that is. I mean, percentage-wise, that's out of sight.
The other thing is that condominium owners also have to pay this, okay? So, I mean, I think it's a tax grab somehow. So, you know, I'm going to try to get to the bottom of it and then maybe give you a call back, you know, and see. But I also have some other complaints, okay?
Well, we'll save those. Thanks for your call about that. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye. Okay, let's go to Anne in Toronto, wants to talk about the vacant property tax.
Hi, I missed it on the 15th. I didn't realize I had to do it, but I had a conversation on the Saturday. So on the Monday, I went in to complete the declaration, and it was shut down. And it was very vague, and it said about $21.41, so the fee. I phoned in. I got this lovely woman, and she tried as hard as she could to get someone to let me complete the declaration, and they just said, no, no way, I'll find out mid-April. So I wrote to the mayor's office, and I printed a copy of the what that was on the site itself, a screen print, and I never heard back. But they knew that this was happening. Way back then, they were prepared for this. Plus, like I said, on the 18th or whatever day it was, I wrote to the mayor's office and I never heard back. So to say they didn't know this was coming was totally wrong.
So did you get a big tax bill?
Oh, yes. But I probably was the only one who wasn't surprised the other day. So I went in and did my, I can't remember what it's called.
Attestation.
Yeah. No, I had to go in and dispute it. And then when you go in, it was because I just put 21 whatever on my tax bill because I don't want to hear from them. And if
how much is the tax? As opposed to the vacant tax.
Three times $1,470.
Okay, that's a lot. So did they take that off for you?
No, that's due, I think. Is it May 15th? Yeah.
Yep.
But I did the dispute right away. You just have to go in and you click a couple of yes, no's. Did you live there? Yes. Did you forget? Yes. You know.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, I hope it gets resolved and you don't have to pay that big bill. Thank you, Anne, for your call. And let us go to David in Toronto. Hi, David.
Hi. How are you?
Fine, people. You don't have to ask me how I am every time I pick up the phone. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, thanks for cheering me up about all these taxes, the vacant home, water taxes, our property taxes have gone up. I seen the impact vehicle driving around my neighborhood the past week. So last time, the provincial election, they didn't do that. So it's probably coming down the pipe, too. But the reason I was calling is regarding that fourplex plan that they had to change some housing. But did they really think this out? And the only reason I'm calling is because what about parking? I know when my neighbors have a party, And I live in a, you know, a quiet neighborhood and stuff like that. And they get 6-8 cars parking around the neighborhood. It looks like a war zone. What are they going to do on a fourplex? And let's say you're going to have anywhere from 6 to 8 vehicles per fourplex. And you've got a community of 30 homes. Let's say a third of them go to fourplexes. You got 60, 80 vehicles. Where are they going to park? Like, has anybody really thought this out that much? And I want to talk about
they're not supposed to have cars.
Okay, well,
they're not supposed to have cars.
Well, that would solve it, I guess, you know.
Okay, as long as it has a bike lane there, you're good.
Right, anyway, that's why I'm calling that about quality of life, you know what I mean? That type of thing's not just, you know, I bought my home a long time ago. And I bought it in my area. I paid a premium at the time, and I like the peace and quiet. And, you know, to have it changed so drastically like that, you know, I'm just beside myself. Not that it's happened, but there's a potential that it can, you know.
I don't blame you. Thanks for your call. Yeah, peace and quiet is at a premium with everything going on in the city. Lots of construction, lots of noise that goes around with it. It can be very upsetting. And again, there's a feud between the premier and some of the cities about these fourplexes. The premier says no fourplexes, bad idea, and it's up to the municipalities, but definitely Toronto is in favor of it. So yes, we did not hear that the rain tax was off the table, just that it was being studied more by city staff, and Una wants to talk about it.
Hi, I wanted to talk about the rain tax simply because I got a survey the day before they made this announcement, and the survey was going through and explaining the rain tax and that it would be separated off by water. And so I took the survey and then I said, I don't understand this. This makes no sense at all. I don't understand. And then the very next day it was taken off. So I take personal credit.
Well, it hasn't been taken off for good. It's just been taken off for more study.
Well, at least make it comprehensible if you're going to do it.
Well, oh, come on. Now you're asking for too much.
That's true. Anyway, thank you for taking my call.
You are very welcome. You know, the idea, so we have city staff who often say that they're overworked. So how are they going to deal with 125,000 complaints just on this one file on the vacant home tax, which the mayor has apologized for? And again, she's all over removing the $21.24 late fee, but we really have not heard about removing the tax, although Councillor Brad Bradford is on the record as saying, don't pay it. But I'm not sure he has the authority to say it. No offense, Brad. And I'm sure that they're going to have to come out and say something about all of this in the days to come, because it really is a mess. I'm looking at the clock and it is time for our first break. Let me give the numbers out before we go to break. And again, we're talking about the vacant tax, about the rain tax. And that was an interesting call from the caller in Newmarket who used to have a flat fee. And now it is 3.5 times last year's price. And it was based on a calculation of his property. That's not good news. Probably a lot of people in Newmarket who are not happy about that. 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-740-4740, and we'll be back after this.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer.
When one considers the meaning of life, it is a struggle between alternative viewpoints of life itself.
A free-for-all Friday.
And without the ability to defend one's own viewpoint against other, perhaps more aggressive ideologies, then reasonableness and moderation could quite simply disappear.
Name your topic and be as deep as you like, as long as there's a point in there somewhere. Here is Libby Znaimer.
Welcome back to this Free For All Friday, and the overriding theme is tax. And if the huge property tax increases that we are getting aren't enough, we're hearing about taxes that are separate, taxes that are attached to user fees, or in the case of the vacant property tax, non-user fees. And there has been a real mess created at Toronto City Hall with these vacant tax notices, because a lot of people who are living in their homes and shouldn't have to pay have got these notices. There have been so far 125,000 complaints. And these numbers are big numbers. These taxes are in the thousands. We've also been hearing about the rain tax, the stormwater charge, if you want to call it that. And it is in effect in other municipalities in the GTA. And we just heard from somebody in Newmarket who got a huge increase from $59 to over $200. Wow. The numbers to call, 416-360-0740, toll-free 1-866-740-4740. And let's go to Phyllis in North York. Hi, Phyllis.
Hi there. I had a very upsetting day when I opened the bill. And for 6 months, being a vacant home, they were charging me just under $13,000. I filled out that form when it came and sent it back promptly. So when that bill came, I was very upset. So I called the city, but by then the phone lines were packed. So I tried going online. There's a portal. So I filled it out. But then there's a spot that says you have to provide documentation if you're actually getting into that portal. Now, that didn't notice say what documentation do you want? You want me to send you a copy of the bill? It didn't say. It just said you can attach it as a PDF file, but it didn't say what to attach. Anyway, so then I called my counselor, who's Shelley Carroll, and I did get someone who answered the phone and told me that he took down my information and said that this was a problem that they were going to deal with. But my question is this: how can they verify that people actually got it? How can they verify I sent mine in? How do I verify that it was sent in? This
well,
is a problem.
I think they're not going to argue with you about that. There's going to be some kind of attestation that you sent it in, because they lost a lot of them. But the bigger question is, how are they going to decide or ascertain if people are living in their homes? So you're living in your home, right? More than six months a year.
I've been here 47 years, and I know that there's another problem with seniors. I know my sister is a little older than I am and got this, and she's in her 80s and was very upset and didn't know what to do. And so with me, I gave her the number of her city councilor, but that's not enough. I think that anybody who got this has to find their city councilor and phone and complain, because there's no way you're getting in on the Toronto line to complain. So you call your councilor. And if you don't know who your councilor is, you can go to toronto.ca and there's a site there, and you look it up and you call and you complain. And the other thing that I want
to... Well, good luck getting through there either.
Well, right? I did manage to get through. I called and I did get through to my counselor. Of course, I start at 8:30 in the morning. And the other thing is, I want to know who's accountable for this huge error and what's going to happen. And is somebody going to be accountable? Because what happens is they brush it under the rug. I want someone to pay for this big mistake. So they brush it under the rug. Oh, he made a mistake. We're so sorry. That's not good enough. I want an answer. And this is going to cost taxpayers mega bucks. Because to fix a problem like this is not a small thing. And think about all the man hours that are going to be wasted, because they have to fix this.
Well, exactly. Absolutely. Exactly. What is not going to get done? And again, according to the website, you have to pay that tax until you are released from it. And when are they going to do that with 125,000 complaints? City Councilor Brad Bradford says, just don't pay it. But, you know, people want reassurance that they aren't going to be penalized. Anyway, I'm sorry you had to go through this, Phyllis. Thanks for helping your sister, who's in her 80s. I think that our elders are probably more stressed by this than other people. But it's stressful for anybody to get a bill like that. And as we've been reporting on our newscast with Vicky from Toronto, it's also, I mean, who needs to spend that kind of time dealing with this? Again, Phyllis, thanks so much for your call. And we are going to talk to Mary in Toronto about the same thing. Hi, Mary.
Hi, good afternoon.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, go ahead.
So I'm calling about the vacant property tax. Number one, I didn't realize that I had to actually fill out a form every single year. But when I got my interim property tax bill, there was an insert in there. And that's when I found out that, yes, you have to complete the property taxes vacant thing every single year. So I went online and I completed it. And then I took a screenshot that has a confirmation number on there. Now, luckily, I wasn't one of the ones that received the bill. And I'm wondering, is it because I did it online instead of filling out a paper form and sending it back? I don't know. But I was advised through my property taxes with the insert, I also by social media, and also by CP24. So I knew I had to do it. But like I said, this is something, will I receive a bill even though I have a confirmation number? Will I have to pay this tax?
No, would have received the bill already, like all these thousands of people who received a bill. And good for you for taking a screenshot. That's always a good idea. And you know what? We ran stories saying, quite a number of them saying you've got to do this form every year and here are the deadlines. But, you know, why punish people if they missed it? It's one story out of so many. People are on holiday around that time of year. Maybe they're snowbirds. That's okay as long as you are not out of your home for more than 6 months. It's extremely punitive, and clearly whatever the city, they did tell people, but it obviously wasn't enough, and this is a really bad mistake. But Mary, I think you're safe. Thanks for your call. And let us go to, just a sec, Silva in Toronto. Hello, Silva.
And let us go to,
hello?
Silva in Toronto. Hello.
Okay. I'm going to get back to Silva, or you call back and turn the radio down. There's an echo. We have a delay on the radio. So if the radio is up, when we take your call, it's an echo. So Silva, please call back. And now we will go to Ted in Milton. Hello, Ted.
Hello. I just got a letter in the mail from the Canada Revenue Agency, and it said the underused housing tax is an annual federal 1% tax on the ownership of vacant or underused housing in Canada. The federal UHT is different than vacancy taxes that are in place in certain provinces and municipalities. Even if you're exempt from either of those taxes, you may still be required to file a UHT return and pay the UHT, the underused housing tax.
Do you have a vacant property?
No, I don't. But they've also, when you go to the website, they say they have new proposals, which they don't state about. So it's possible that they're going to change. It was supposed to be just for ownership other than citizens. But they don't say what the new proposals are. But you still have to file a return, same as here, or same as in Toronto. So you have to file the return.
Thanks for the heads up. Yep. No shortage of taxes, that is for sure. And let's go to Bill in Scarborough. Hello, Bill.
Hello. I don't have a problem. The end of November, I heard that we had to fill out our vacant house tax. I went online, filled it out, printed out the confirmation number, printed it out, and then I just put it with my house taxes. So for me, it went very smoothly. Maybe it took 10 minutes. I don't know, but it went well.
Yeah, well, people who did that early mostly are okay, but there are a lot of people who sent those forms in, possibly the mail was the issue, and who filled it out and who did everything right, and they still got these notices that they have to pay a vacant tax, and the city has taken responsibility. The mayor has. She said it's a boondoggle, so, you know, it's not everybody's, quote, fault, and really, if you forgot or you never realized in the first place, I mean, you know, how big is that offense? What should the consequence of that offense be? And I don't think it should be thousands of dollars. Thanks for your call. Let us go to Do I have your name right, Kinkate?
Yes, thank you. I'm calling about the vacant property tax. Last year, I completed my form and took it directly to City Hall. I was given a little receipt with a number on it to show that I'd submitted my form. A couple of weeks later, I get a letter from the city saying I hadn't completed my form. So photocopied the receipt that I got, and I mailed it off to the city. This year, I took my completed form to the city again, my new form, this year's form. And when I submitted it, I asked the lady at the counter, could I have my receipt? And she said, oh, we were told that we shouldn't have done that last year. I can't give you a receipt to show that you've submitted your form. So I submitted
well,
it. There it is. Let me say something. We have to submit these forms to show that we live in our houses, but nobody is taxing the people that are running these illegal rooming houses where they've got excess number of people in their houses. And I'd like to see the city do something about that. That's my comment.
Okay. Yes. It is. It seems like it actually went smoother if you submitted everything online as opposed to mailing it in, though I know of people who still got the bill even if they submitted their information online. So who knows? I'm sorry you had to go through that, Kinkate. Thank you for that. Bye-bye. Okay, boy, so many people are affected by this. I'm going to take a call from Ron in Guelph. You want to talk about something totally different, and that is about squeegee kids and panhandling. And Ron, the law about that was just struck down this week.
Yes. Thanks for taking my call, first of all. Yes. I read that in the Star, and I can't remember whether I heard it on the news, but I can remember when this took place and why it took place, and they've only struck down part of the law, in which I sort of agree. I was driving for Greyhound at the time, and I would have to leave Toronto between 4 and 5 o'clock, and 4 to 5 days a week. And at that time, there were they were called squeegee kids, but they were anything but kids. They were late teens and young adults. And they were down there with their squeegees at the bottom of York Street waiting. And as soon as the vehicles were turned to go up to the gardener, they were there trying to convince people to, you know, let them wash their windows and give them cash. Well, the reason the law was created by the Harris government was because some of these people got rather angry and vandalized some of the cars, and they vandalized our buses to the point where they broke the wipers off. and it became really dangerous after all, especially on a wet day.
Right. So, so what are you saying? You're not happy that the law has been overturned?
Well, I'm looking at part of the law, and I think it was a stretch at the beginning. I'm surprised it, this has taken three. This, I guess they started, the group started this in 2017, and it's taken this long to reach court.
Everything takes a long time to reach court.
Well, I'm trying to add some context to the reason why this law was created in the first place and why it was important that it was done at that time. And now they've still kept part of it intact to keep people from vandalizing vehicles if they're panhandling.
No, now they just steal the vehicles instead of vandalizing them. That's a whole other story. Thank you, Ron and Guelph, for that. We will move along to Peter in Etobicoke. Hello, Peter.
Hey, how are you, Zimmy Libby?
Fine. Go ahead. You're on the air.
You are kind of breaking off.
I'm not. I think I'm fine. Please go ahead.
Because it's cracking. Now, I woke up this morning and I got the mail again. Viking property home tax. I almost got a heart attack.
Uh-huh. Did you send in your form saying you live in your house, or did you forget, or what?
No, I didn't forget it. I sent it on the December 31st, 2023. I had the confirmation number, everything, but still got the bill.
Ah, I think you had to send it in for 2024 as well. But it's a huge mistake on the part of the city and thousands of people who are living in their homes and who filled out all the forms.
For the 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, my question is also to what right does the city tell the owner of the property what he can or cannot do with the house, whether it's vacant or not? I think they are encroaching on the property rights of the owner.
There are lots of rules about what you can and can't do with your property. This is a tax. If for vacant property, supposedly it's going to help the shortage of housing. But have you filed a complaint?
No, I just got the bill today. So I'm just going to complain, of course, because I have the confirmation number when I filed it in on 31st of January 2023.
Well, that's good. It's important to get the confirmation number. Can I ask how much the bill is for? How much tax did they say you owe them?
Sorry?
How much tax do they say you owe them on the bill they say?
$7,350 plus the failure fee to declare.
Okay, well, that for sure. The $21, they are for sure reversing. But the rest of it, we have to see how it rolls out. Peter, good luck with that. I know it's very annoying and a pain.
Thank you, Libby. Have a nice weekend.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay. Oh, I'm looking at the clock. It's time for our second break. I will give the numbers out again. Before we go to break, vacant tax, a big story here. Also, the rain tax. Tax. That's a lot of what we're talking about today, and it hurts people. 416-360-0740, toll-free 1-866-740-4740, and we will be right back.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer, a free-for-all Friday. Step up, say your piece, and we promise not to interrupt.
Excuse me!
Just be lively about it. We have a lot of listeners hanging on your every word. Here is Libby Znaimer.
Welcome back to this Free for All Friday. We're talking taxes, very annoying ones, even ones that we should not be charged. And a huge boondoggle from Toronto City Hall on the vacant property tax. Tens of thousands of people getting bills they should not be getting because their homes are not vacant. They live in them. And 125,000 complaints. The mayor vowing to reverse the $21 late fee, but mixed signals on what about actually paying the tax, which runs to the thousands and thousands of dollars. Let us go to Jennifer in North York. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi. Okay, first of all, we're calling about the vacant tax. We phoned the 311 from 8 o'clock on yesterday morning with no answer. So we went down to City Hall and we filed the complaint online. We spoke to a very friendly woman there, and she said, it's done. You just have to pay the late fee, and don't worry about the rest of the taxes. So we paid the late fee, but now Mr. Bradford was saying that we don't have to pay the late fee. So what happened with the people who paid the late fee? Because there was about 100 or so people paying late fees there yesterday.
That's a good question. I don't know if you'll be reimbursed or it'll be taken off another tax bill. The main thing, I think, is getting the thousands and thousands of dollars in the vacant home tax reversed, and worry about the $21 later. It's just a much smaller number, even though you shouldn't have to pay it, and it is adding insult to injury.
That's right.
And what about your time? How much time did you have to spend doing that?
Well, we went down at 1 o'clock. We didn't get through to about 4:30 at the City Hall yesterday.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Someone said they went to the bank to pay the late fee, and the bank wouldn't even accept the late fee. So he had to come down to City Hall also.
And now they're saying that there are certain things you cannot do in person, like file a complaint, or different people are being told different things. I don't know. They're just making it up as they go along. Jennifer, I hope your situation is resolved, and I hear you, and I can just imagine how frustrating your yesterday was.
Yes, it was. Thank you, Libby. Have a good weekend.
You too. Have a good weekend. Yikes. That is really annoying. Let's hear from Bill in Toronto. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Libby. You remember that song, Still I Wonder, Who Will Stop the Rain?
Yes.
And this vacant home tax and Olivia Chow, 1 year, it's a brand new launch. Talk about an epic failure. Is this, like, this is consistent with the way City Hall performs. I bet you they've hired a whole bunch of new people. All this nonsense that's going on, they might collect $2 million. It'll probably cost them $5 million to collect it.
No, I think they do collect more than that.
Whatever.
There were estimates honestly, about $50 million or something. I have to look it up, but it was a lot more than that. But still, it's going to cost a fortune to fix it.
City of Toronto. They put in bollards now so you can't make right-hand turns. They paint the roads. I mean, painting the roads has become an art form in Toronto. They cannot find enough ways to spend money. Taxes never go down. They always go up. So where does this all end? I make 100%. 17% increase in the last 2 years of my taxes. I make 100%. What happens when they hit 100? Who's gonna continue to fund them after that?
Good question. But did you get a vacant tax bill, or you got lucky?
Seriously, your brother runs many businesses very successfully. Do you think he'd hire any of that lot down at City Hall?
No, I do not think so. I think that it's not really transferable skills, but not for me to comment on that. Bill, have a good weekend. Thanks for your call.
One other thing, Libby. What you know when a turtle on top of a post?
No. quickly,
you've
Bill.
You've never seen a picture of a turtle on the top of a post and you wonder how he got there?
Not really, no.
Oh, well, Trudeau has a lot in common with that turtle.
Okay, thanks for that. Bye-bye. Okay, turtles, posts, whatever. Let us go to Helen in Toronto. Hello, Helen.
Hi, Libby. You know I like efficiency, and there's a very efficient way to find out whether somebody's living in their house or not. If you compare my hydro and energy bill this year to last year, and it's pretty much the same, somebody's in the house. Otherwise, there wouldn't be water going through, there wouldn't be hydro going through, there wouldn't be Enercare or Enbridge going through. who's leaving their houses at the same temperature and water running at the same degree if they're not living there?
Like, you make a very good point, Helen.
Why don't they look at the shortcuts and don't cost us money?
Good question. Thank you for that. Yeah, very good question. Let's go to Sharon in Toronto. And Sharon, you say you've lived in your home for 77 years?
I have. And I think they're going to take it away. This is ridiculous. No, this is ridiculous. These homes were built for the veterans. That's how my parents got in when it was first made. You had to have two children to qualify. Everything has been the same ever since we've lived here. And now I did, I believe, send that form in. But the fact that it probably wasn't on time, that's possible. Because I have to get somebody to take my mail and deliver it.
Wow. And so did you get one of these bills?
I did. And I keep looking at these bills. And I think, I don't know what this is. You pay your bills, you live here. They know you live here. The house has never changed names. They know that. But they want to slap this on for elderly people like myself who don't have computers, who try to do everything and have things paid on time. I can't afford to pay interest all the time. I try, and it's done. But the fact that it possibly could have gone in a day or so later is quite valid. The people that helped me, I am very grateful. But I am not accountable for when they get to the mailbox.
And I think that a lot of the problems were with forms that were mailed in as opposed to forms that were done online. Though there are people who did the forms online and they still got hit. Can I ask how much tax they want? How much did they say that you owe them?
Well, that paper's in the living room over there for me to get. I think probably... I don't know, hon.
It's okay. Better don't look at it. It'll upset you.
Like it has everyone else that received it. And the fact is, it's just another runaround to grab money. And this $21, after listening to your program, I'm thinking, well, maybe I should write a check for that. Is that...
No, that for sure will be reversed. But what I say is that it's a bit of a distraction to be focused on the $21 when you've got bills for thousands and thousands of dollars and it's not clear how they're going to be adjudicated, and there are 125,000 complaints that city staff have to deal with.
Well, thank you. I agree with you 100%. Unfortunately, me doing numbers has never been the best. That's why I make sure it's done. I make sure it's checked by someone coming in. And I also hope that it gets there on time. There's no guarantee the mail gets anywhere on time.
Well, that is absolutely true. And Sharon, you know what? This is so bad that I'm sure it will be resolved to people's satisfaction. I am sure people will not have to pay all kinds of money that they really don't owe. So please don't stress too much about it, and hopefully it will work out. And you keep listening to us, and we'll be on this updating it. So have a good weekend, Sharon. Thank you.
So many people. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. It's exhausting just listening to all of these things that are happening to people, and again, to the people who were so upset that they went down physically to City Hall. You had to get there. I mean, the last woman that we talked to, she was phoning for 4 hours and couldn't get through. Personally, I don't call 311. It's you know, useless waste of time. Though I have heard from some people who sometimes get through. And then going down to City Hall and being there, what, for 3 hours, 3.5 hours before getting to the counter and getting some action sort of. Wow, this is really bad. Let's take a call from Daryl in Toronto. Hello, Daryl.
Hello, thanks for taking my I've got about four quick points I want to make. I don't understand why people aren't challenging this vacancy tax in court. I don't see where the government has the right to do it. If you've got two houses next to each other that are mirror images of each other, same size lots, they're worth the exact same value, how is it not discriminatory to be charging them different taxes? And a couple of scenarios. What if you end up with a bad tenant after the city has coerced you or extorted you into taking one on? Are they going to help you negotiate through the Residential Tenancy Act for the year, or if they're going to cover the rent if the tenant isn't paying it? Also, what if you want to sell your house and you set a price and you want it unencumbered and it takes longer than 6 months in whatever market for it to sell? And then the other point is, what if the tenant you rent it to isn't living there for 6 months out of the year? Are you supposed to be telling them how to live? So I really don't understand how this is even a feasible tax for people to be paying.
There's a similar tax, a smaller tax at the federal level. So I'm assuming that the city's lawyers cleared it, but you make some good points. I mean, maybe somebody will take them to court. We just heard this week that the law forbidding most panhandling was overturned by an Ontario judge, and that was years and years and years in the making. So there you go. Things take a very long time to wind through the courts.
Yeah, but the city, you know, forcing you to become a landlord, you know, if you want to own, why don't they just, you know, legislate that you could only own one property?
Oh, dear.
You know, I mean, they're getting involved in stuff that they have no business in. If you don't want to be a landlord, but you have an investment or you take a property or something like that, that should be your right to decide what to do with it. I don't think that's going to solve the housing crisis. And again, if you rent to a tenant and they're traveling around and they're not there for 6 months, I'm surprised there aren't clever people out there renting these properties, you know, the more expensive ones, for $1 a month and leaving them idle and, you know, just collecting half of the tax that you would have paid as a maintenance charge.
Yeah, did you get one of those bills that you did not deserve?
I rent in a house, so it's not, you know, it's not an issue to me in that sense. I just don't see how this is even, you know, feasible, that the government has to force people into being landlords or, you know, dealing with this stuff.
Okay. Thank you very much for that, Daryl.
All right. Have a great eclipse.
Thanks. That's right. We haven't heard from anyone about the eclipse, which is coming back up fast on Monday. I know that my husband and I have plans to try to see it. It depends on what the traffic is like. We're certainly not going to Niagara Falls, and Niagara Falls has declared a state of emergency. The last time we talked to the mayor just a few days ago, he wasn't even informed that the region declared a state of emergency. So we'll all be watching what's happening there, and hopefully we get a nice clear day and we have our ISO approved eclipse glasses and we can get a glimpse of a sight that we won't see in our backyard for a very long time. So have a good weekend, everybody. And I'm sure that the issue over this tax is not going away, and we'll be talking about it again on Monday. That's all the time we have for Fight Back for today and for this week. I'll be back on Monday. We'll talk then.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.